I'm on the bottom here of Mem Tes Amud Beis, starting the Gemara. The Mishnah told us that when you make a zimun, so if you're three people, you say nevorich, let us bench. But if you're four, shlosh v'hu, you say baruchu. Because since it's three other people, you can tell them to do it. Omer Shmuli, oylam al yotzi odem esatzum in aklal. It's really better, even though we said that if you're four, you could say, you bench, baruch, it's better to include yourself and say nevorich. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah seems saying, not that way, tanan b'shloishavahu omer baruch hu. When it's three and four people, then I should say to the other three baruch hu. Says the Gemara, ema af baruch hu. It doesn't mean to say you should do it, you could do it that way, even that's good. But emikom akom nevorich odif. It's better to do nevorich, include yourself with the crowd. Domer avada barahavo. Amre be'rav tanina. We learned the brayso. We'll have it soon. Vov nechlokim ad yud. If you have six people, right, like we learned before, let's say you have five people, then you can't split up because you'll be left with three and two. The two will lose the zim. But if you have six, you can split into a group of three and three until 10. Because once you have 10, you want to have the shem, so you shouldn't split till you hit 20. Now, so he wants it like this. Iyamid bishmo nevorich odiv. Then I understand. You tell me if you have six, you can split into two groups of three. Right? So if you tell me that nevorech, okay, but if you want the mile of baruch hu, then you have to have four to be able to say baruch hu, then you shouldn't be able to split in six. If it's better to say baruch hu, it's better to have four. Now, the truth is, the problem, you don't really see from here that nevorech is better than baruch hu. You see they're equal. Now, you see, Baruch Hu is not better. Because if Baruch Hu would be better, then by six you shouldn't split into three and three. You do not see that Nevorech is better. You see they're equal. So it's a problem here. Is Rashi takes the word Odif out of the Gemara. And Tosis says Odif doesn't mean better. It just means Odif, it has a chshivas. Meaning three, meaning Baruch Hu and Nevorech are the same from the Mishnah. Then we have Shmuel's memory that it's always better to be within the group, so we understand it's better. But you can't prove from the Mishnah that Nevorech is better than Baruch Hu. You can prove they're on equal footing. Okay. Tanya Nami Hochi, Bein Shomar Baruch Hu, Bein Shomar Nevorech, Ein Toif Sinai Soi. Meaning you don't chap him, you don't punish him or anything. Meaning both are good, Al Kach. But Vahanakdonim, the people who are very careful, Toif Sinai Soi Al Kach. They'll pin you if you say Baruch Hu. Meaning, Be'etzem, they're both okay. But there's a mila, like Shmuel said, to include yourself and not to exclude yourself from the group. Umi b'choysev shel odom, how a person says his brachis, nikir im tamad chochmu im lab. You can see if the guy knows what he's doing or if it's a tamad chochm. Keitz. Rebbe omer uftuvo. How do we say? Shalcham ishlo uftuvo chayinu. We live in his goodness, his grace. Uftuvo, if he said uftuvo, hareiz a tamad chochm. Umi tuvo, hareiz a boor. Then you're a fool. Because then you're saying, Rashi says, it's when you say, uf tuvo chayunu, we live in his graces, his goodness. Mi tuvo means, sounds like we live from his grace. I mean, he's giving us a little bit. Umi tuvo, he doles out a little bit. You're minimizing, as Rashi says, his what he's giving you. I mean, he gives us enough to live on. Omalei abayler avdimi vehoksiv, umi birchoscho yivorech beis avdecho. You see, you're losing that lotion from your brachas. It's not such a bad lotion. So that's because you're asking. When a person asks, you don't ask for a lot. You ask for a little. You don't want to be a slob. You know. But here we're praising Hashem. When you praise Hashem, you maximize. Even by Shaila, I'll show you that we ask for the maximum. Open your mouth and I'll fill it up, meaning ask for the maximum. You see, even when we ask from Hashem, we should ask for the maximum. That's a different story. When you ask for food, sustenance from Hashem, then you ask, like we say, we ask like beggars, we're asking, we don't. When you ask for Torah, that's something else. Then we ask for the maximum. Tanya, Rebbe, Omer. It's basically repeating what we just said. Oh no, I'm sorry, a little different. Now we have a different point. Betuvo choyinu. We lived in his good graces. Harezet Talmud Chochem. But if you say Chayim, but Veshalchalam Mishlo Uftuvo Chayim. That sounds like they live, not us. He's sort of excluding yourself. Reza Bor. That's not a good way to put it. Nahar Beloi, a certain group of people. What is Nahar Beloi? What is it? Remember, a group of people. they held the other way. Masni Ibcha, they say it's better to say Chayim than Chayinu, because Chayim is more inclusive. They claim Chayim sounds like including everybody. But let's Ilchazak and Abeloi. We don't go like Nabeloi. We go that the way to set, like how we say it, Tuva Chayinu. But let's Ilchazak, Nivorech She'ochalnu Mishalo, the way we say it, Harez Talmud Chochem. Lemi She'ochalnu Mishalo, Harez Bur. Interesting difference. When you say we're being mevorech she'ochalnu mishalo, that's okay, we ate from him. When you say I'm praising the one that we ate from, it sounds like that'd be another one. There's another chas v'shalom that feeds those people. I'm praising the one that feeds us. We say by the Haggadah lemisha osel avosein v'lonu es kol anisim o'elu, and we don't say. We say the one who did the nisim. I'd say mashma also. Someone else did nisim. I'm like hosa mukha milsa man of nisim kuchir brichu. There, it's obvious. We're talking about nisim. Obviously, we're talking about the one Hashem. But when you say feeding, you want to be careful. If you say we're praising the one who fed us, it's mashma. There's somebody who fed us. There's somebody who fed this group. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Boruch she'ochalnu mishalo. Praise is the one that we ate from him, like we said, Harezet Talmud Chochem. But if you say, Al Hamozin She'ochalnu, Harezet Bur. Because there, it's kind of a pure, the way the Rashi and the Rif learn means, because there it sounds like you're praising the Mozin. We're praising the Mozin itself. What?
You're praising the bread.
Right, not the giver. Amrafuna Breda of Yeshua. Lo Amor. Now, if you look back in the Mishnah says at the end that you do say, Al Hamozin She'ochalnu. At the last one, we have 10,000 people. It says, Baruch Hashem, locate swords. Yeshua Kruva, Alamozin Shechalno. So it does have that. Amar Afuna Ben Yeshua, he says, good. Loya Moran, when do I say this is a problem? Meaning, if I'll say, Alamozin Shechalno, it sounds like I'm praising the food itself. Ela Begimel. When we have only three in the Mezumin, the Lek Hashem Shemaim, because then we don't mention Hashem's name. So you can misinterpret, I'm praising the food. But in the bigger ones, when you have 10 or 100 or 1,000, when you mention Hashem's name, then it's obvious you're talking about Hashem, so there's no problem. Aval ba'asor adik Hashem shomayim, and of course 100 and 1,000, mukha milsa, kiddusnan, just like we just said in the Mishnah, kini shumavoy kachon imacha, boch Hashem l'keis l'kei aksvokis, yesh v'akuv ala mozen shokhalnu. Once you mention Hashem's name, then you're okay. Now we said yesterday in the Mishnah, funny Mishnah, because it says in the Mishnah, Echad Asorah v'Echad Asorah Ribo. Whether you have 10 or 10,000, it's exactly the same. Then the Mishnah proceeds to give us different levels, 100, 1,000, and 10,000. So we explained yesterday, the Mishnah is a split Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Lila Mechulik, the first line in the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The rest, you have to split the Mishnah. Then where Echad Asorah Ribo? Hogufa Kashi. You just told me Amrit Echarasor Echasor Bidus. All things in 10 and 10,000. Al Mokiyadodin. You know they're the same. V'hodik. The next breath you tell me B'meya Omer Be'elafon B'rivom. You tell me what to say by 100, by 1,000, or by 10,000. Om Rabbi Yosef Loi Kasha. Hor Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Hor Rabbi Akiva. You know Chanami. The line that says Echad Meya Echarasor Echameya. That's Rabbi Akiva. The rest of the Mishnah Rabbi Yosef Aglili that we have at the end of the Mishnah Machloikis. Disnan Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer Lefi Reiv Hakol. Hey, mevorchim. Depending how big your crowd is, you switch your brachas. Shenema b'makelos bracha l'kim. Praise Hashem in your groups, in your gatherings. Mean the bigger your gathering, the bigger your group, the different your praise. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Now we said yes. Rabbi has a good proof. Rabbi Akiva, but sure we don't change. Whether you have 10 or 1,000,000 people, you say baruchu, the same baruchu. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili agrees to that. Somehow he holds benching is different. Now the Gemara says the other way. Lamaisa, Rabbi Yosef brought a posuk b'makelos bracha l'kim. Rabbi Akiva, I quote Rabbi Yosef Aglili mayovli. What does he do with that posuk? Mi boyel lechedesanya. How you remember your own mayor? Minayin shafilu ubrim shebemei imon. How do you know even the babies inside omru shira layam that they said shira shenemar b'makelos bracha l'kim Hashem mimikor Yisrael. Makor is a word for the rechem, for the uterus. The idoch, what does it be? I said, "Glimi makor nafki." Hey, good. That's learned from the end of the pasuk. Mimakor Yisrael, but b'makelo is baruch alakim. He still uses to tell me that you need a different praise the bigger the crowd gets. Amarova alocha kerebakivo. That's how we paskin. There's no difference. Once you hit 10, you say baruch elakenu, and we have no other nuschois. No difference how big your crowd is. Ravina Rav Chama Babuzi, Iklola Beresh Golus. They were eating by the Resh Golus, and there was a big crowd. come, okay, one second, that's the next, okay. Come Rav Chama, there was a big crowd, he was trying to get together to bench 100 people. Apparently, he held that if you have 100, you'll say the different brach, like Rav Zaglili. There's no need. Once we have 10, we have the same thing. Okay. Interesting thing. We're eating by the Reish Galusa. It was a very big crowd. Now, the Reish Galusa himself benched. And he made a zima. The problem was, as we'll explain, they couldn't hear the Reish Galusa. Such a big crowd, they couldn't hear him. So they broke into groups and they benched themselves. They made their own mizum. Mivrachina gimel gimel. They would break into groups of three. Well, you might as well make groups of 10. I mean, there was apparently a lot of people there. Velivrachu yud yud. Group into 10. So the Gemara says, interesting, we're afraid if they'll make groups of 10, Shoma Reish Galusa, the Reish Galusa will see them making the groups, will hear what's going on, he'll get upset. The Ikpe, they don't want to get him upset. Afraid the obvious, what do you have to do anything? Be Yotze with the Reish Galusa. The Nifku be Bechos the Reish Galusa. I did Av Shukuli Amalo Shami. There were so many people there, they couldn't hear. And this is a Dimbron Shulchan Aruch, if you're in a big crowd and you're afraid you won't hear the Zimun, you have a right to break down into smaller groups. And even though it's a group of 10 and you're bench with a minion, if for some reason you can't make a minion like here, you're allowed to break into groups of 3. At least you should have some Zimun, because you're afraid you're not going to get the main Zimun because you can't hear. Omer Rabbi Tosfos, Hani Gimel de Karchi Rifta Bar Yadod, we had this once already. V'kodim Chad Minayu Borich Ladai, he benched by himself, he didn't wait. Inun nafkin bezimun didei. They could still make a zimun with him. He lost the zimun, but they have it. Iul lo nafik bezimun didei. Why? Bishain zimun lemafreya. We had it before. We're all three benched. Remember, you asked me then. They made the mistake. They thought they didn't have to bench with a mezumin. It was like, well, here is saying that one person benched, he loses zimun. But two, hold on. But they all point out, if it'll be one against two, you won't have it. Meaning, if two people benched, one can't make the zimun with the two. You need a majority. But this is also la loch. If you have three people eating, one guy benches, he didn't chap what's going on, he benched. You can make a zimun the other two. He lost the zimun. He won't gain anything, but they will gain the zimun from him. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, now we have another machloik is here that Rabbi Akiva held in the Mishnah, in Shul, when we say Baruch Hu, you don't say it the way we say it. You say Baruch is Hashem, not Hamavoyrach. And Rabbi Shmuel said, you say Baruch is Hashem Hamavoyrach. Rav from Bar Papa Ikla Beknishto, Da Begibo, Kom Kro Besifra, he went up to get an aliyah, so he had to say Baruch Hu. Vama Baruch is Hashem, Vishtik. He said Baruch is Hashem, like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Means kli cheres, means like you're making a mistake. Bali pluk to lomaloch. What are you getting involved in a machloikis for? Explains Rashi. Even Rabbi Akiva, who said Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, he didn't mean you should do it that way. He meant you could do it that way. He also agrees that you're better off, that Baruch Hashem Vayich is better. So what are you getting yourself involved in Machloi? What are you doing that for? Rabbi Shmuel says, say Baruch Hashem Vayich. Rabbi Akiva says that's the better way to go. Rabbi Akiva just said that Baruch Hashem is also good. What do you have to do that for? V'yoyd, no gamak Rabbi Shmuel. Stop me. I don't know what's the matter with you. The whole world goes like Rabbi Shmuel. They point out it's a very interesting thing. Generally speaking, you have a Machloi, it's a Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, you pass like Rabbi Akiva, look Rabbi Akiva, Michabe Roy. Here we don't. Here we go with Rabbi Shmuel. And many of them say Guva because of Rashi's reason, because Rabbi Akiva is not really choylik on Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva holds that Rabbi Shmuel's way is also better. He just holds he could be yotz the other way. Here we went to Rabbi Shmuel. Gimel shochlu ka'achas. Three ate together. In a rashon l'chalik, they can't split up because they have the chi of zimun. V'chein dalit, like we said before, v'chein chamish. Vov nechlokim, because you can make two groups of three. You won't lose it. Ad asora, till 10. Because once you hit 10, you can't break up because you have the chi of zimun with the shem. You have to keep it. Arab asora ain't the chlok. And achov, we have 20.
That was the problem with the
mice
before. Why didn't it split into tens?
Where? Yeah, right.
That's because of this.
Shtei chabur shoyichos b'vayisechot. Bizman shemiktsos and roan elos elu. If some in this group can see that group, hare elu mitstar from lezimun. The imlav, if they can't see each other, nobody in this group can see anybody in that group. Mizan latz, mizan latz. Ein mevorchen al hayayin. We'll get to that. That means you don't make boyer puyer gofen. Achiyit l'sochem mayim divrei blezer. Their wine was very strong. They had it diluted. It's not mzig. It's he held. It's not even boyer puyer gofen until you put in the water. We'll get to it. Tzurachom mevorch. Fregner, what's the chiddush of this mishnah here? That's the first mishnah in the parak. If three people eat, they got a bench. That's the first mishnah in the parak. Michael Mashma Tanina Chadazim, the Gimel Shoch Lukachas Chayov and Lazame. Hoka Mashma have three pshot in what the Chiddush of this mission is. Ki Hod Omer Rabbah Avam Shmuel, Gimel Shiyoshu Lechu Kachas, Vadayin Lo Ochlu, Einan Rashon Lecholik. Even they didn't start eating yet. Now some say it means they made Hamoitzi and they didn't yet eat a Kazayas. But Taka Rabbi Yoni Yoni learns it means that Taka didn't start eating. The fact that they decided to eat together and they sat down to eat together is enough to be mechayiv zimun, and that's the chiddush of the mishnah. But that from the first mishnah, I would have thought if they ate together. Yeah, quote it right. That's enough. Just deciding. That's one shot. Omer Rababo, Lishnachmina, Omer Rababo, Omer Shul Hochiktoni, Gimel Shiyoshu Lechel Kachas, Afa Pishko Lechel Vechel Oichel Mikikroi, Ein Rashon Lechalik. That's the Chiddush. Even though each one is eating his own sandwich. Everybody came with his own sandwich lunch, but we sat down to eat together, we're eating together, we're eating our own lunches. That's also Chiddush. That's the Eder Chiddush's mission. Inami, interesting din. Ki Hode Rafhuna, Dom Rafhuna, Gimel Shebo, Mi Gimel Chaburis, Ein Rashon Lechalik. Very interesting din. You had three groups. Each one was a group of three. Each one became Chayiv and Zimun. One guy from each group left, and they formed a new group. They also have a Chayiv Zimun. That's the Chiddush of this Mishnah. No, so they came from a Chayiv Zimun, and now they sat down together. Since, even though they didn't eat together now, but since each one is coming with a Chayiv Zimun on his head, they get together. And that's the chiddush of the mission. Omer Rav Chizda, who shebo megimel chabur shel gimel bnei yom. Each one is coming from a group where there was a chiyuv zimun. There was three. Omer Rovo, this is an interesting piece in a loya moron el de lo agdimu hanoch veazman alaya beduchtayu. That's all talking where in their original group they didn't make a zimun. Aval azman alaya beduchtayu. If in their first group there was a Zimun, then they've finished, the Chiyuv Zimun went off already. Porach Zimun Minayu. The very simple Pshan, this Gemara is too simple. It means if you had three, three, and three. And each group benched. Now one comes, one of each come make a new group, they don't bench again. But that's obvious. I mean, it's come out obvious. They benched already. It's not Porach Zimun, the Zimun is over. Some learn that way. Rashi learns the Pshats like this. We had a din before that if you have three, and one guy leaves early, you can call him back, and he can stay away in the distance and answer, even though he doesn't come and sit down with them. Rashi says, that's what's going on over here. Each one of these three, right, was called back and answered with his group. So that's Porach Zimun Minayu. The Rabbi Yonah explains, he has an interesting thing, Rabbi Yonah says it, there's a chiddush there, because in that case, he claims, the guy who's outside, since he didn't come back, is not really Yotzei Zimun. He's not really Yotze. The other two are Yotze, but he's not Yotze. So already there's a tzad to say that he could form a new group with two similar guys. And that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Poruch Zimun Minayim. Since Lamaisa they were benched on, so to speak, a Zimun was made with them, they can't now make a new
each
Zimun.
Group
so,
right
love
it.
What?
Each group has right to do it. I'll start like before.
What each right?
Each two have right to call back to
the Zimun. A father have a right, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's the Shaila, and the three independents should make the Zimun.
Yeah, that's the Shaila. Most of they can't. They can't. Because Porach Zimun Minayim. Each one of them had a Zimun already. The Benish Jain is just asking.
Later, after.
Yeah, now the three runaways now sat down together and they want to make a Zimun. The Sari Shainim learn all it means is the three groups benched. So he's like, that's Porach Zimun. They benched already. So it makes it a step better. I didn't bench, but I answered already. And he says a chiddush. In that case, I wasn't Yetzi Zimun, but it's Porach Zimun Minayim. Since I was in a Zimun, I'm out of the Zimun club.
Is that the halacha?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you answer, you can't answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can't be of the three. Yeah. Omar Rovin, no, I mean a very strange tzushtel. The Gemara makes it. This is difficult with the tzushtel. It's not mita shenigne vochetzia or sheovdo chetzia or shechalku achin or shutfin and whatever broken half tohira becomes tor. Because once you make, once it breaks, it's gone. We mean where it can't be easily put together. Obviously, it's broken. It can be put together, but it can't be easily put together. Herziruha. Yeah, you put it back. Mikabelis tuma mikanu lahabo. It now becomes a mito again if a mess will touch it. But that old tuma doesn't come back. Mikanu lahabo ein lamafreya lo. Alma came into polgua poruch latumino. Once you split the bed, the tuma's gone and the tuma can never come back. The very same Sushdel. Hochanami came in the Azman Alayu Poruch Zima Minai. Very strange idea. Just like there, the tumor goes off and doesn't come back. I mean, if you put it together, you can get a new tumor, you start a new count. So too, the Zeman goes off. You can't take those three guys and put them together and rebuild the Zeman. First, they have to sit down and eat a meal. That's a different story. And the next meal, they eat at the bench. It's not an easy connection. It's came out very hard to know what the connection here is. But that's the most Sushdel. Beis Chaburis. This is halacha. This is no gay sometimes. You have two chaburim. The Mishnah says you have two chaburim sitting in a room. One's in that corner, a big room. One's in that corner. If one guy in that group, miksasa from that group, can see miksasa from that group, then mitzuref to the zimun. But if they can't see each other, nobody from there sees anyone from here, then they can't be mezam. That's the zamzam. Tonim yeh shamish beneim shamish mitzarefon. If there's somebody in the middle, doesn't have to be the shamish. Usual case will be the waiter, but it can be anybody sitting in the middle. And it's if there's somebody in the middle that sort of attaches them. I mean, somebody in the middle, he can see that group and see that group. Even though nobody in that group can see that group, that attaches them. Now, Toys point out, we shouldn't point out, that'll be even if they're in different rooms. The Mishnah happens to be talking in one room. Because the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush that even in one room, if they can't see each other, they can't be mezumin. But if they're in two rooms with the Shamish, it will work.
Shamish has to be countable, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we said before, the Shamish is... right. Yeah, yeah, it can't be. I mean an eater. You mean it has to be an eater. It has to be an eater. Yeah, yeah. Not just, yeah. Okay, now. Okay, in Mavorach Malayai. So it sounds like we have a machloikis. Again, if you point out, it doesn't mean, Reb Lezer didn't say, you don't make a brocha on Yayin Chai. It meant you don't make a brocha on Goffin. So the mission is a little bit misleading. You don't make a brocha. You don't make the brocha. This is a little complicated. Let's go to the Kamab short. Let's go. We'll go with Rashi's first. Torah Rabbonim. Yayin, ad sheloi nosan l'socha mayin. What they call yayin chai, I know the English word for that. It's a strong wine, before it was diluted, yayin chai. Ein mevorchem rov b'pira gofen, ela b'pira eitz. Because if you remember, we said before that yayin has its own broch, it's an eluya, it reached its eluya, its final stage. This hasn't reached that stage yet. V'noitlin mi menu liyodai. You can use that, let's call it grape juice. It's a misnomer, but I'll just call it grape juice. Not really what it means here, but... You can use that grape juice to be made noitel yadayin. It explains Rashi, because till it becomes yayin, it has a din of made peiris. That's just basically like colored water. So you can use it for noitel yadayin. So I guess a chiddush. Because in the Gemara in Chulin, it says that water that changed its color, you can't use for noitel yadayin. It just explains that's talking water that changed color, something went bad. This is a funny thing, this grape juice. It's... We're counting it as water because it's not yai. But this is its color. It's not water that went bad. So it's okay. That's how the sheet in Rashi learns. You can use may peiris, something that's called mayim, to be noitel yadayim. So according to Rebbe...
Mikveh, you see that's not mayim.
I know. Pashas even until yadayim. That's what the big kash is. We're going with Rashi, first beyond Rashi here. So according to Rebbe Lezer, till you pour in the water, till you make the mizuk, it's not yayin. I'm calling it grape juice, my parents. It's like a quasi water. Therefore, you don't make papriya gofen on it. Therefore, you can use it to be until you die. Misha nosan l'soichoy mayim. Once you make the mizuk, then it's yayin. Mivorchen ola bori priya gofen, ve'ein ultimately yodayim, dibre blazer. Because wine, in this way, the way we're learning now in Rashi, wine cannot be used for until you die. I don't know. I'm not learning coach. What? On the Mizbeah? Would it be good on the Mizbeah? Pashas, yeah. I would think yes. But I don't know. I would think it's good. V'chachomim oimrim, that's the Mishnah. Benkach u'benkach mevorach lo b'pira gofen. Even before the Mizug, it's called Yayin. So you make b'pira gofen. Meila ain't not on a menel. You're dying. Okay. Okay, now we have a shtickle problem here. You're telling me now that Reb Elezer allows you to use the grape juice, not the wine, to use the grape juice to make Netilas Yadayim, even though there's a Bizi Oichlan over there, there's a Hepsed Oichlan over there. Zog the Gemara, Keman Azlo, Hodom HaShmuel, Oysa Odom Kol Tzocho Bepas, meaning you can use food, quote unquote, Keman Ke Reb Elezer, because you see Reb Elezer is not concerned either that much. He's much worse. He's saying much more than Shmuel because there's going, it's getting lost. Shmuel says if the food gets messed up, he can't. But he's in that group. Now, here we have to be careful. There's a big kasha here. This is the Goyin's kasha. There's something wrong here because the Chachomim didn't say anything about Hepsed Oichlan. What do you mean, Reb Elezer? Chachomim agree. Why did they say you can't use this? They say you can't wash your hands with the grape juice. Why? Not because of Hepsed Oichlan, because they hold it's wine. And you can't use wine to wash your hands. Had it been water, they would agree. What's up to Reb Elezer here? There's no machloikas in Hepsed Oichlan, he kept shuto. They said, Benkach u'benkach, he can't be neutral because it's wine. And wine is not, it's not usable for Netilas Yadai. There's a problem over here. That's how the going changes the gears against the tumul. You have to learn here, so the Tzlach says also. Sometimes the Gemara does that. We make an accurate blazer because in Reb Elezer we see clearly he's not worried about Hepsed Oichlan. He says, Lamaisi, you can use it. The Rabbonah don't say it, and we don't see it. They don't say different, but they don't say yes either. You don't have a case where they can use grape juice to wash your hands. You just don't, for another reason. But you don't have it. In Reb Elezer, you have it clearly that you're not worried about Hepsed Oichlan. He, Lamaisi, says you can use grape juice to wash your hands. So it's clearer, it's clearly stated in Reb Elezer, so we say, come on, Reb Elezer. And this is very important. So basically, we have a machloik, without all the details, you have a machloik here, where the yayin chai is yayin, basically. According to Abelezer, yayin chai is not yayin. You know, maybe pergofen, whatever fallout you have from yayin. According to Chachomim, it is yayin. So that means, according to Chachomim, you should be able to bench or make kiddush on yayin chai. So, well, no, that not. Everybody agrees that the better wine is with water. That's not the usual way of drinking wine. Again, all the positive, talk about their wine, not our wine. Our wine is ready, diluted, it's weak. Their wine, when it was chai, apparently was a job to drink. You couldn't drink it so easily. Everybody agrees that yayin mozuch is better. So when it comes to koshel brocha, you're supposed to use yayin mozuch. Okay. Oh, to the point the Gemara wants to know, V'rabbonon l'may chozi. Why are they making boire priya gofen on yayin chai? The mice say they don't drink yayin chai. What's it used for? Amreb zeira chozi l'kuryate. I don't know exactly what that is. It's some sort of a mashkele refuah. And in that they use yayin chai. So since it could be used there, it already gets a chshivus of yayin. Every post can point, which Rishonim point out already. Mainly make boy priagovin, even if you drink it straight. Tana Rabbona. Dalet dvorim nemru bepas. Ein manichem bosa chay ala pas. Because it gets mose from the blood that drips on it, or the gravy, whatever. Ein ravim kois mole ala pas, it'll spill on it. Ein zorkin es a pas. Vein soichem es a kairu bepas. You don't support, let's say, a pot of soup with a piece of bread because the stuff will spill on it. And they point that even Shmuel before will agree with this. That's Shmuel who said, "Oisin adam kol tzocha bepas." The Gemara Shabbos says that's only midi deloy mimis. If it won't get disgusting, if it gets messed up, Shmuel also agrees. In these cases, where someone will spill on it or dam will go on it, he will agree. Ameiru mazuch ravashi korchu rifta bariyadori. They were eating together. Aisel kamayu tamrei. Tamrei is dates. V'rimoyne and rimoyne. Shoku mazuchu. Mazucha took a date, an ariman. Posak lekame, he threw it to Ravashi, distano. Now this word distano, we don't know what it's doing here. Distano, Rashi says, means a portion of cooked meat. Now that's what was going on. If you threw a date, that's going to be a big difference here. A date you can throw because it doesn't get messed up. A piece of meat you can't throw. And Mashur says he doesn't know what this word is doing over here. It seems I don't know what it's doing here. Some want to learn it means it's just using it as a marshal. Even though distana means a portion of meat, he's using it just to mean a portion over here. But he's talking about meat over here. You see, we're talking about dates and remind. Mashiach says he doesn't know. Just don't know what the word's doing here. Omar Leis, he says, so he threw him the date or the pomegranate, and he said to him, Omar Leis, lo sova lamal, or the sanya, in zogna, so you're not supposed to throw food. Hayib pas, that's only pas. You can't throw pas, don't say you can't throw all food. Pas tanya, but tanya, no. Shame, shame, zogna, sa pas, kachin zogna, sa oichlin. Just like you can't throw pas, you can't throw food. Omalei, meaning Marzucha said back, won't have threw it. Vihotanya, we learn. Afal pisha ain't zorkin as hapas. Afal zorkin as oichlin. And so I've got to steer in the brises. This brises says, even though you can't throw pas, you can throw oichlin. The other brises said, just like you can't throw pas, you can't throw oichlin. Elo loy kasha. Hobe midi de mamis. Hobe midi de lo mamis. Meaning the Mishnah that says, just like you can't throw pas, you can't throw oichlin. That's talking about a food that get mushed up. Like a piece of meat boiled with cooked meat, you throw, it's going to get messed up. Mashenkin, a pomegranate, that apple, you throw it, then you get farlocked. But meantime, the post can point, sure, I didn't already point that, post can point out, that means the brisa that says, ain't zorkin es hapas, avul zorkin es, I'm sorry, the other way. Yeah, right. The brisa that says, afa pisha ain't zorkin es hapas, avul zorkin es oichlin, is talking where it doesn't get messed up. So you see that pas you can't throw even if it doesn't get messed up. That's la loch of that way. Pas has a certain shivus. You don't throw bread even, let's say it's a bagel. You throw it. It's not going to get, you throw a bagel. It's not the sore piece of bread. You still don't throw it. Assuming bagel is pas, which we'll assume right now. Yeah, you should. You got to be careful. You should be careful. You should put it down. You don't throw it. Ton Rabon. Mamshichin yayin b'tzinoyrois lifnechosav lekalo. So they had this thing to entertain the chosav kalo. They had like, I guess, glass pipes, and they would, they have an English word for it, mamshichin. They would run wine through it. I guess it, it looked nice. Mamshichin, what do I call mamshichin? They just flow. They let the wine flow. It's a way of entertaining, make lebedik. Using the food, it's a bzoina. So Rashi said it didn't go to waste. In other words, it went through these pipes. I guess you could see the wine running. It looked nice, but it didn't go out to the garbage. At the end, it collected in the buckets, and they drank the wine. You weren't losing the wine over there. Vizorkin lefneim was the old minig, but the goyim decided it was rice, whatever. It's coming in hogim in this. Lefne kloyos ve'egoizim. Kloyos is roasted, I forgot the word for it, roasted kernels, But okay, egoism is nuts. B'moisa chamo, in the warm weather, because there was no mud on the streets then. Avalo b'moisa kshomim. They all point out, because even nuts with a shell, they go on the floor is one thing, but they sit in the mud is another story. Avalo gluskoyis, meaning rolls, that's bread. Lo b'moisa chamo, v'lo b'moisa kshomim. This is interesting. Rashi, they're bothered, because Rashi says, why? Because the rolls will get messed up even in the summer. Now that's no problem. In bread, you don't need to get messed up. Right. That they all ask. Some claim he had a different gear. Such a difficult ration. Okay. Stop. A little further. We'll stop here. Okay.